With COVID-19 stealing headlines, opioid overdoses have fallen out of the spotlight. So pay attention to this. 100,000 Americans have died from drug overdoses this year. That is a record high. Officials blame many of the deaths on fentanyl. It is a powerful synthetic opioid. For drug dealers, adding fentanyl is a cheap way to boost potency and stretch out supply. For users, it's a nightmare. Now, some public health workers are trying out a new way to help people test their drugs for fentanyl before they take them. Let's talk to Emily Sigvaland. She's the opioids program manager for Arlington County, Virginia. Emily, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. So let's talk about this new tool that Arlington began using in August. It is kind of a test strip that shows very quickly if there is fentanyl in heroin or other drugs. How does the strip work?
It is a little strip that you put into water. So you would take the substance that the person is using. They would mix a tiny amount of the substance, whatever it may be, with water. And they would dip the strip into the water for just a matter of seconds. And then the test strip will let them know if any fentanyl is detected in that substance. You get the results in about 60 seconds or so.
Okay. We have these home COVID tests that use a strip or a pregnancy test. Is it similar at all?
Exactly. It's exactly like a pregnancy test or these home COVID tests.
Okay. Now, before we talk about how things are working out in Arlington, Virginia, I want to ask how the opioid crisis has hit the area. This turns out to be my county where I live. And I remember reading an email from a local high school baseball coach. This is the high school my kids go to, about losing three players to this. What's been happening in the county?
In Arlington County, similar to most counties in Virginia and most counties and cities across the United States, we have unfortunately seen an increase in opioid-related incidences since really starting around like 2015, 2016. And then we actually started to feel hopeful around 2018. We started to see a decrease. But then in 2020, when the pandemic started, we have now seen another increase in our overdoses. And so just for some comparison's sake, in 2018, when we started to see that decrease, we had 11 fatal overdoses. In 2019, it went down to 6. But then in 2020, it went up to 20. And so far this year, we're already at 26 fatal overdoses with another 62 non-fatal.
So tell us a little bit about how this test strip experiment is working out.
So we launched this program in the middle of August, and we've actually dispensed about 660 test strips since the middle of August. And we have gotten the word out in a lot of ways. We talk to our clients here that we support in the behavioral health division in Arlington County. We also are giving them out as people leave the jail. So any individuals that have endorsed opioid use before coming into the jail are offered test strips when they're released. And then we're doing advertising. We're sending out emails, you know, similar to the one that you just described, that's going out to our community, letting our community know that these test strips are available for them. And then we're simply putting them in the mail and mailing them out to anyone who could possibly use them or anyone who knows someone who could use them. And so we're trying to make it as simple as possible for individuals to get test strips.
And any early word on how or whether they're working? I've come across some studies suggesting people who use these strips, they tend to use them, first of all, and they tend to modify their behavior in some way.
Yeah, so in other jurisdictions, like in Baltimore and San Francisco, they have some studies that show that behaviors have changed as a result of using the test strips. Here in Arlington, we do have some anecdotal data from individuals that have come back for more test strips. And those individuals have told us that they're testing their substance. They're finding it's contaminated with fentanyl, and they have thrown out that substance.
Yeah. Now, these strips are not without controversy, like on-site injection and like needle exchange. The criticism, as you know, is that handing out these strips encourages people to keep using. Your thoughts?
I understand that criticism, and I understand the fear tied to that. However, my counter statement or argument to that would be these individuals are using anyway, and we are seeing so many people die. We have 26 Arlingtonians who died this year, and with these test strips, they may not have died, and they may have been able to access treatment. And we can't help anyone who isn't alive. And so these test strips are another shot at life for someone. It's another shot for someone with a disease to get into treatment, to get medical assistance to manage their disease.
It turns out that the global supply chain crisis that is hitting all industries, in a way, is hitting this illicit industry too. I understand drug dealers and suppliers, they can't necessarily get, say, their heroin or their cocaine, so they may be more likely to lace their products with fentanyl to fill it. First of all, is that your sentence? And second, is there any way to warn people about what's happening?
We know that some individuals are lacing their substances for the sake of making them stronger. But we also know that some substances are contaminated with fentanyl. Individuals selling the substance don't even know that there's fentanyl in it. That somewhere along the way, probably with using the scale to measure out the substance, that there's some cross-contamination issue. In terms of how we're getting the word out, we are certainly warning our community. We know that this increase in overdoses is related to fentanyl in opioids, heroin, press pills, counterfeit pain medications, as well as other illicit substances such as cocaine. And so we are putting out warnings through our Facebook pages, through individuals with lived experiences. We're asking them to speak to others. We're putting out these warnings with recommendations to use test strips to test the substance before you use it so that way you can stay safe.
Emily, I don't know if other cities, other counties have come to you to ask how it's going, but what would you want other cities and counties to know who are thinking about using these strips?
My first thing I would say to them is do it. I believe very strongly that we are saving lives with these strips. Over 650 strips have been given out in a very short period of time. A lot of the people that are getting strips are coming back and asking for more. And this is an opportunity for us to keep folks alive so they can come access treatment when they're ready. And I'm happy to talk to any of those jurisdictions and give guidance and share our resources.
That is Emily Sigvaland, the opioid program manager in Arlington County, Virginia. Emily, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for having me.